The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the daily podcast from the Guardian film team. My name is Benjamin Lee and it's Tuesday the 17th of November. Joining me today to talk about the latest film news is Catherine Shaw. Catherine, what do you remember about the year 2000?
Oh, very little. I was just off my tits.
Well, you were probably too busy doing that to see a film called Memento. Have you heard of it?
I can't remember. I'll just look on my arm to see if I've got a note written. It was a post-it note.
Will you do know it. That's the film.
I did. I went to see it.
You liked it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was impressed.
My dad called it very confusing.
Yeah. So, I think I'm with your dad on that, actually.
But lots of people did like it. In fact, about 45% of the internet, roughly, I think I counted this morning, all the comments. People are very angry today because there's news that Christopher Nolan's acclaimed thriller is getting remade just 15 years after the original. A company called Ambi Pictures has purchased a library of films that they're now able to remake as they wish. Other titles in the collection include Donnie Darko, Cruel Intentions and Sliding Doors. Add a quick look at other films the same company release, and they made a film recently called Hope Lost, about sex trafficking, starring Misha Barton and Danny Trejo. Sounds horrifying. And an animated film called Arctic Justice, Thunder Squad, with the voices of Angelica Houston and Heidi Klum.
God,
so it's in
great.
Safe hands, yeah. Memento isn't the quickest remake ever. I think Quarantine was quick. Do you remember the remake of the Spanish film Wreck?
Oh, yeah. What, the one with the video camera?
Yeah, that seems to be out about a few months after.
Why is it called Quarantine in remake? That makes no sense.
They quarantine the building.
That's rubbish.
It's quite a boring name for a horror film.
It should be press play or, play button.
That's anyway, a good good tip, good late tip from Catherine. So there's been lots of comments on our story, which we posted on the website. People seem pretty enraged. One guy called it genuinely sickening.
And Paris has got nothing.
Yeah, and one user suggested the creation of an international film council to decide upon future remakes.
I think that's quite a good idea. Yeah. And maybe it could be based here.
Great use of resources and time. So, Catherine, there seems to be more and more recent films being remade or talked about being remade or adapted for TV. It seems to happen quite a lot too. Snowpiercer is being adapted for TV. It's not even out here yet. But do you understand the fury people seem to have when this happens?
No, I think that's weird. And people shouldn't be so invested in films. I think it's interesting. I mean, the thing about Memento that's interesting is, about the remake, because it's in English. So the only reason to remake it would be to sort of just, it's pure money grabbing, isn't it? And it's not even got the, I mean, later this week we'll see the US premiere of Secret in Their Eyes.
Secret remember. In Their Eyes.
Their yeah. Eyes, which is the Argentinian film that won the Oscar surprisingly a few years ago. And now it's been remade with Chiwetel Ejiofor and other people. And it's worrying me the reviews are embargoed until the day before US release, which bodes badly. But you can see the point of remaking something like that because, who wants to watch a film with Spanish subtitles? My God.
And they've changed the plot around a bit, at least with that. I think they've kind of changed the particulars of the plot. So I kind of get it slightly more. It doesn't mean it's okay, but I can't see how you could fix Memento or do anything different with it. But.
No, I mean, it's pretty good, isn't it? It's probably my favourite Nolan film. Tattoos are much more in now.
That's a good point.
Probably capitalise on
you
that
say don't get angry, but if they remade your favourite film Back to the Future,
I
would
honestly
you feel?
At this stage I'm so sick of Back to the Future I wouldn't care. I'm done.
Okay.
What about you? What would you hate to be remade? You like The Net, don't you, with that Sandra
Yeah, if they
Bullock.
Remade The Net. Well, The Net wouldn't work these days because it's dated so terribly badly. The whole film hinges on a floppy disk as being a major plot device. That wouldn't really work. A USB stick, I guess, if you're listening.
Did they have them still? Don't they have clouds or something?
Yeah, The Net with a cloud, just chasing the cloud around the city wouldn't really be as tense. But speaking of depressing film news for people who get angry about remakes and prequels and all that stuff, there's reports that Universal are planning a Fast and Furious cinematic universe. The franchise has become the studio's most profitable property. The last film made $1.5 billion worldwide. Insiders have suggested that there's, well, as an eighth film, there might be a prequel and some spin-offs on the way too. On paper, it doesn't seem like a world that can really hold that many more stories, unlike, say, Marvel. But there's many expanded universes coming. Apparently there's this Ghostbusters one, a Robin Hood one, a Call of Duty one. What do you think about all these cinematic universes?
Well, I think the weird thing with Fast and Furious is that, you know, with Marvel, although I sort of hate it all, you can sort of see the point because you've got the story of this one with this special power and this weirdness. But with Fast and Furious, there's just like, well, there's the one who likes driving who's like Hispanic and the one who likes driving who's bigger and the one who likes driving who's a lady. You know, they're not that different. You sort of struggle to see what plots they're going to come up with. I tell you, the origin story I'm interested in, it's straying a bit out of film, but it was announced overnight that Hyacinth Bouquet is back in Young Hyacinth. So it's not Patricia Routledge anymore. It's some young bird doing origin stories of keeping up appearances.
Wow.
Not in film, on telly. But you see that, I can see the point of
her vampire hunting days. Yeah.
How did she get like that? What sick abuse did she suffer to become so snobbish? So yeah, that I'd be interested. I wouldn't be interested in knowing more about Michelle Rodriguez's character.
You don't have any questions about these characters, really. And I think there's this danger sometimes, even with a character like Hannibal Lecter, who's really fascinating. The less you know about him, the more mysterious and interesting that he is. When you see Hannibal Rising, it kind of just makes all the mystery kind of evaporate.
No, you're wrong about that, because that's Thomas Harris, and that's a very, very amazing creation. And the sort of and the plotting of all that story, regardless of the quality of Hannibal Rising as a book, that's you're just wrong. Sorry.
Hannibal Rising is a terrible book and film, though.
Yeah, the film's bad and the book's not as good. That's true. But I think that's a very, very different thing, because that's an authorised filling in the gaps of somebody's story that by an author who's spent their whole life really devoted to this one character. And I mean, what is weird about Thomas Harris is the way that he signed away all the rights to that character and made them do that, I think, terrible telly program. I mean, that's so strange. But I mean, he didn't see any of the films. He's not all he's invested in is the literature. And that is very, very interesting.
But even Hannibal Rising felt like a bit of a cash in, though, didn't it, as a book?
I don't think so. I don't think it did. Sorry. Sorry. Just to get serious.
TV show's good. You should watch the TV show.
No, I've watched it. I didn't think it was good.
You'd take Hannibal Rising over Hannibal TV show.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh. And you could hear the look I'm giving Catherine at the moment. Catherine, one word to describe your thoughts on Spectre.
Oh, well.
That's more than one word.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought it went on too long. Do I have any allies in feeling that?
You might do, actually. Someone called Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, I know, because did you know this? He was my babysitter.
Was he?
Yeah. In Rains Park, when he was working in the greengrocer, he was my babysitter briefly.
How was he?
I can't remember, actually. I was a baby.
Wow, but surely he was already...
No.
No.
Because I was born in 79, and this was in about 79, 80. He knew my mum's friend, Frances. Anyway,
you have a lot in common with him already then?
Well, yeah, we knew each other very early. He was formative for me. So, yeah, probably he's seen what I've said about Spectre.
And just thought, I feel the same thing.
Yeah.
His actual quote was, "I was looking forward to it enormously. I thought it was too long. The story was kind of weak. It could have been condensed. Spectre is neither fish nor fowl. It's neither Bond nor Bourne. Am I in a Bond movie? Not in a Bond movie?" Yeah. Which is like a whole existential crisis you should be having about watching a film and being in a film. I think there's a bit of jealousy here.
Well, no, because he calls Daniel Craig a mighty warrior, doesn't he? Which I think is sweet. And he says he's loosened up into it. I mean, that's his kind of... I think he's sort of right. I think he's got his finger on the pulse. And, you know, he's surfing the zeitgeist of feeling very well there. I think a lot of people thought the story was a bit weak and it went on a bit long. And it was neither fish nor fowl.
It's not stopping it, though. I think it's already in the top five biggest films ever in the UK after a few weeks.
Yeah, well, that was always going to happen. But, people stop you on the stairs, don't they? I had somebody stop me on the stairs this morning and say, it went on a bit long, and it wasn't Pierce Brosnan. So, you know, I think he's just voicing... He's like Jeremy Corbyn. He's got a lot of, you know, there's a groundswell of support. Yeah.
Now, don't forget to check out theguardian.com/film today for all the latest film news and features, and follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Today, you can check out Peter Bradshaw on the new wave of casual sex films and the latest UK box office news. See you tomorrow, and to quote one of the many angry Memento remake commenters, if they remake Donnie Darko, I'm resigned from planet Earth. Goodbye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.